An archbishop was sent by the Pope to question Padre Pio. How did this interrogation unfold? Stay tuned to find out. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic and miracle worker, whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday and Friday. So follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. In today's story, we find out what Archbishop Keeley wrote about Padre Pio after meeting him. But to set the stage for our story, it's worth taking a moment to introduce Archbishop Keeley. He was born October 25th, 1864 in Wales, and was ordained as a priest at the early age of 22, in 1887, through the Capuchin Order. He was highly regarded in England for his knowledge of logic and philosophy. He was also guardian of Crawley Monastery in Sussex, a member of the Oxford Union Society, and provincial of the English province. So he held important positions in the church even before he was appointed the first bishop of Shimla, India, in 1910. In addition, it's noteworthy that he played a key role in the establishment of a day school for boys in Shimla back in 1925. And now to our story that takes place in 1920. In the month of March in the year 1920, the Archbishop Keeley of Shimla, situated in the eastern region of India, was summoned by Pope Benedict XV for a very special mission. The archbishop, being a man of great culture and known for his strict way of living, was tasked with the responsibility of visiting the famous Padre Pio. Upon his arrival at San Giovanni Rotondo, the archbishop harbored some very skeptical thoughts regarding Padre Pio. However, these skeptical thoughts were almost immediately transformed into feelings of respect and admiration as he became acquainted with Padre Pio. The archbishop had carefully composed a list of questions to ask the Capuchin friar, which was lengthy and detailed. However, after witnessing Padre Pio's humility, wisdom, and Franciscan straightforwardness, the archbishop's planned inquiry was quickly forgotten. After examining Padre Pio's stigmata, the archbishop wrote a report on his experiences. I leave San Giovanni deeply convinced of what I saw and heard there, that we have a true saint in San Giovanni, singularly privileged by the Lord with the 5 wounds of the Passion and with other gifts that we read about in the lives of the great saints. He is observant and hardworking. He has great gifts from the Lord, and yet everything is natural in the truest sense of the word. He knows how to suffer, and he also knows how to smile. End of quote. Before leaving, he knelt before Padre Pio and asked for his blessing. He said, "The Lamb of San Giovanni has defeated the Lion of Shimla." Given the Archbishop's reputation as a philosopher with a strong personality and temper, his report on Padre Pio's sanctity and gifts had significant meaning. The report was eventually published by the editors of the Times on July 3, 1920, spreading Padre Pio's fame even further. Now, despite the Archbishop's good word, in 1923, Padre Pio was placed under investigation by the Holy Office, known as the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, which was concerned about his stigmata and other aspects of his spiritual life. The investigation lasted for several years and resulted in various restrictions being placed on Padre Pio's activities, including a ban on hearing confessions and a prohibition on celebrating Mass in public. Only about 10 years later, in 1933, the Holy See issued a statement acknowledging the authenticity of Padre Pio's stigmata, and some of the restrictions on his activities were lifted. However, the tensions between Padre Pio and the church officials continued for many years, and he was subject to various forms of surveillance and scrutiny throughout his whole life. Pope Pius XI never really esteemed the stigmatized priest as a man of exceptional holiness. A Capuchin who had an audience with the Holy Father in 1934 was startled when Pius asked, "Suggest to me some pious person to whom I might recommend myself so as to obtain a certain grace." When the Capuchin, Padre Giuseppe of Bra, suggested Padre Pio, a look of displeasure showed on Pius's face. Cutting Padre Giuseppe short, he said, all right, I understand," blessing and dismissing him. Even if Pope Pius never really appreciated Padre Pio and his ministry as others did, he ultimately came to see him as a sincere and humble priest. Thus, Padre Pio was vindicated. Despite these challenges, Padre Pio remained steadfast in his faith and his devotion to God and to serving his community. He is a shining example of someone who knows how to suffer, but also how to smile. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen, or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.